From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, are expected to meet again, perhaps this week in Geneva. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday had nothing to announce.
I don't have any travel to announce at this time. I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
He said Washington won't agree to an arrangement that does not meet core U.S. objectives. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunas said one of those likely is the flow of humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
The question, of course, is what can be done both for the immediate situation, but also under what terms? For example, the Syrian regime, backed by the Russians, has been holding out for essential surrender for rebel groups and their supporters and some of the besieged areas.
Turkey's recent incursion into northern Syria also appears to complicate an agreement. Meanwhile, the UN said the fighting in central Hama province displaced another 100,000 people in the past week. Gabon's newly re-elected president, Ali Bongo, is dismissing European Union criticism of the August 27 election that he won by a thin margin over main opposition candidate Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview aired Wednesday, Mr. Bongo said fraud took place, insisting Ping's supporters were behind it. He insisted he didn't organize anything to rig the vote. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly at a Bongo stronghold, with 99% turnout, 95% for Bongo. This is VOA.